A friend of mine, Ken, from West Brom, was travelling with his wife Jane and the kids. I think it was Seville. Jane decided that it's about time they stopped the Saint to eat. They spotted a sign for a calf. They pulled into a car park, and it was best described as like an amphitheatre.
Yeah.
Round the car park was a big high bank with all these people. You see, he reckons a couple of hundred people all staring into the car park. They pulled into the car park. There was no other cars there. James got out. Ken was sort of getting the kids ready to get out, and he heard her say, "Oh, look, there's a lovely cute monkey."
Yeah.
He's turned round. He's seen Jane walking towards the monkey. It stood up, and it wasn't small anymore.
And it carried on standing up, as they say. Yeah, huge, yeah.
It was a male chimpanzee, and it was really big.
What was it doing there?
It was just obviously got loose from somewhere, and all these people had sort of scattered and were standing there watching it.
Now
the crazy English had pulled up.
Yeah.
So Jane's walked towards it. As it stood up, she decided it's too big, you know, she's got to get back to the car. So she turned around and started walking towards the car.
Yeah.
Ken shouted out, "Run." As she's turned around, the monkey started following her. She's running towards the car.
Yeah.
Ken's opened the door. Just as she's opened the door, as Ken's opened the door, the monkey's clipped her heels and she's fallen over. She's flat on her face with her hands on the sill. Yeah. The monkey's on her ankles trying to pull her back out the car. Ken's screaming, "Get in the car, get in the car." She can't. The monkey's trying to pull her back out. With that, the monkey let go of her ankles, run up the back of her legs, up her body, into the car.
Oh, man. And I hope you drove off. I would hope so, because then I'm sure there's another way. How did he get the monkey out of the car?
Ken has started wrestling with the monkey.
Yeah.
In his broad West Bromwich accent, he said, "Hey, Terry," he said, "I'm in the middle of Seville and I'm having it with a monkey." He said, "I decided the only way I was going to get it was get a good swing at its jaw." He said, he had to. The kids are screaming.
Yeah, I know, but
he clipped it on the jaw. It didn't hurt him. He said,
I don't mind it. It's just, I could never, in any circumstances, take umbrage against
that
any
is
kind
a
of.
Full grown monkey.
Yeah, but it's a monkey.
Okay, he's protecting
his kids. Swapping hats is the correct procedure, and it calms it down.
Anyway, he hits it on the jaw, and he said he swear blind, he saw his eyes cross. He drove back out the car, she's jumped in, slammed the door shut. With that, he's gone to start the car up and realised the keys were outside.
Oh, and the monkey's standing, dingling, dangling, and
no. He's coaxed the monkey round to his side of the door. She's got out, the kids are still screaming.
Mm.
He's got out, shut the door. She's picked the keys up, and apparently one of the kids has turned around and said, "Drive off, leave the bitch there."
And it's the monkey who got hit on the jaw, was it?
Yeah, he was only playing the boy, and he shouted that.
Oh,
anyway,
man.
They got the keys, Jane got back in the car. He said, as we drove out of the car park, he looked in the rearview mirror and the monkey was heading for the cat.
You see, any story you start by saying it's going to be about a monkey is going to be good. That was particularly good. But I don't know why everyone panicked. I live in
horror. They can bite.
No, I don't think they will, as long as you swap hats with them and stuff.
They can bark in 10 seconds. They can bite then.
Yeah, I suppose. So what are you saying there, Steve? You
notice how it took for the monkey to get into the car before Ken came up. Because when he was grabbing, when the monkey had her by her legs and she was hanging on, Ken was like, "Listen, you have to deal with it on your own. Get in the car." And actually took for the monkey to get
the
car for Ken's fight.
Well, we've got it absolutely in spades, our story we needed about a performing animal there. Thanks.